Welcome to Min Monkey. On this episode, we're talking about Entebbe, directed by Jose Padilla.
Entebbe tells the story of the hijacking of an Air France flight in order to further the cause of Palestinians who were suffering at the hands of Israel. It's a story that's been told a couple of times before in film, and so this is the latest version or retelling of this tale, depending on your outlook. So the hijacking happened in 1976, and it was actually two Germans, German revolutionaries, I guess you would call them, who hijacked the plane that was travelling from Tel Aviv to Paris, and they diverted it to Entebbe Airport, and basically had a sort of standoff with the Israeli government, and the Israeli government had a difficult call to make, where they were going to send people in to try and rescued his passengers, who were largely of Jewish origin, because the flight was going from Tel Aviv. Not everyone on the flight. Some were French citizens, some were from other places. But basically, the Israeli government had to call whether they're going to go in and rescue these people.
Or negotiate with the terrorists.
Or negotiate with terrorists, which is obviously a tricky situation, and most people are unwilling to do. So, the film stars Rosamund Pike and Daniel Brühl as the two Germans who hijacked the plane, and it was a good performance from both of them, I thought. Daniel Brühl, I've heard in interviews, said he wanted to play this character because it was someone who's sort of gone too far in their ideals, like gone to the point of like actually acting and using violence to get what he wants, which he said is totally opposed to what he would do, but he just found it an interesting to explore that character who's so dedicated to his cause.
Yeah, Daniel Brühl himself is not calling for
revolution in Germany. He said that's opposed to like his politics, but
just so we're clear on that.
Yeah, but he's saying like it was interesting to play a character who was so committed to this cause.
Yeah, they were both really good because they're like the main cast of it.
Yeah,
because you don't really have as much interaction with the passengers, but the two people involved in the hostage situation.
Yeah, there's a lot of tension between them. Between them and there's two Palestinian hijackers as well who are working with them, who are obviously much more antagonistic towards the Jewish passengers being from Palestine and experiencing this. And I think they tend to feel that the Germans are just sort of there, like don't really realise the severity of what's happening. Yeah. They're more idealistic.
They're both doing it for their own reasons and trying to free certain other people from their own cells.
Yeah.
So it's definitely like a unique way of telling the story, and it's directed by Jose Padilla, who's done the Robocop remake, which I controversially quite liked. And he's also known for being involved in the TV show Narcos. He's not been involved in the trafficking cocaine. but that's got more, and I can see the link sweat between Narcos and this, because it's, you're looking at the more political sides where you'd imagine it could be more about the violence. Like going into this movie, I was thinking it's going to be all about like the counter-terrorism raid of the airport, and this movie's much more about the political reasons behind the Palestinians hijacking the plane and the people from Red Army Group hijacking the plane for their reasons. And also like you look at the Israeli side of it and what they're going through, and you've got like Eddie Marzan playing like Shimon, the
security chief.
Well, is he security chief? He's like something like that. He's like foreign secretary. I don't know what he is, but yeah, he's there, and he's like, yeah, he's advising like we can't negotiate at all. And you've got like the Israeli prime minister saying, Shimon, we've got to negotiate. There's got to be some kind of way out of it. It's looking at the different sides of it, and not just saying like we need to go ahead and kill these people.
Yeah, in some ways they're using the film as well as a metaphor, like to look at the bigger picture of Israeli-Palestinian relations and the fact that you can't continue with the cycle of violence without some give and take on both sides or some coming to an agreement between them. As you were saying with the film, it's being like based on a hostage situation. As with most hostage situations, it's like a long wait and then like a burst of action at the end. So there's a lot of time sitting in meetings with like the Israeli government or meetings between the terrorists or freedom fighters, whichever you want to call them. They also have like a few flashback scenes with Daniel Brühl preparing for this. and discussing it with German contemporaries, what they're planning to do. So yeah, it's a lot of sort of discussion of what's happening, a lot of the technical details. But yeah, the direction managed to keep things interesting, exciting. You're not sort of bored, even though there's not much in the way of action. It's all discussion up until like very near the end. There's also the another character that was in it who plays one of the IDF soldiers who's sent in to the raid at the end of the film. And his story was quite interesting as well because it showed you the sort of human consequences to what they were doing.
Yeah. And what we haven't mentioned is it's also blended with that link of that Israeli soldier and his girlfriend who's in this contemporary dance group in Israel. And that's kind of intercut throughout the movie with this interpretive dance routine, which is a bit weird to begin with, but I think it really works because in the build-up to the actual, like you're saying, the climax of the raid, that it really builds attention quite really well, which I really enjoyed, which I was surprised about because Benjamin, you're like, if you told me going into this, it's going to be some interpretive dance. In the movie, it might have been a bit like, what? But it does, for me, it does work, and it's a very unique way of telling it. It's quite a bold move, and they are looking at all sides of it and just trying to say, like, there needs to be more discussion rather than just constant violence. I
think the dancing also works in the sense that it makes you realise it's not just about this particular incident. It's trying to make you think more widely about the situation and what's happening. And also, there is this sort of foreshadowing in the dance of what's about to happen in the raid, not to give too much away, but you'll realise like there's a connection between what happens in the dance and what happens in the raid. So yeah, I thought that worked really well. The guy who plays Idi Amin was really good in the film.
Oh yeah, it's Nonzo Anzonzi who plays Idi Amin, who's also, who I recognise immediately as Zarath Sarandoxos from Game of Thrones. I think he's a small character in Game of Thrones, but I've always like remembered him because he is such a powerful presence, and when he comes on and plays Idi Amin, who is known as being a bit eccentric and a bit out there,
he had some amusing lines in the film which help break up the tension a little bit, but still with the undercurrent of violence, and you realise this is not a pleasant person.
So
I really liked him in the film. I think like both of us going into the film, it's fair to say, didn't know anything or very little about the Entebbe raid, so we probably got more out of it. I think if you already know the story or you've seen previous versions of the film, there's no surprise element of what happens at the end if you know the story. So that probably heightened my enjoyment of it because it's the first time I've seen this story told. But overall, I thought, solid acting. The script was good. And I liked how they did try and tie it into some other things. And it's a pretty major event, I guess. And it's an important event to tell. Because it has so much relevance for other situations where people use violence to try and achieve their ends. There's a lot of hostage situations like this, a lot of terrorism around the world at the moment, which you can like sort of see the connection to. Like, should people negotiate with terrorists? Can you advance without negotiating with people? What happens in these kind of situations? So yeah, leaves you with a lot to think about.
Yeah, I really liked it. I thought it was like a unique way of telling the story, and it touches on both sides. It's not like focusing on one side's reasons for doing what they're doing. It looks at other sides too, and just comes.
Because that's one of the things I heard about the older movies. It definitely does take a side. Like there's goodies and baddies. It's like a real action film where you know who you're meant to be rooting for. In this film, like you say, you sort of have sympathy for both sides, or you can at least understand why they're doing what they're doing. It puts enough in there so you understand why they're doing this, which some people may disagree with. But, overall, a fairly solid movie. Good direction, good acting.
Yeah, good performances, really gripping, and it's got a point that it's trying to make, and I think it makes it very well. And it does it in an interesting way. So that was our review of Entebbe. Don't forget to like and subscribe and stay tuned for our next review.